Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area. Or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing All the People Said Amen, and then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Faith in That Name, from Acts chapter 3, verses 11 to 19.
The gospel heals broken people. Did you hear that? The gospel heals broken people. Amen. You may be here today broken, but let me tell you, the good news of the gospel today can heal you in whatever area of life that you find yourself today. Your life, your marriage, your relationships today, your heart, your soul, your mind, everything that you can think of today that's falling apart in your life today. Let me tell you, Jesus today, the gospel, He is the gospel, He is the good news, He can heal you today. And whatever you're in, Let me show you some things. Number one is that the gospel always starts with God. That's why I pulled your attention to that portion of Scripture. You know, not your need, not your sin. The gospel begins with God. Amen. So going back to verse 12 and 13, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look at ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power of holiness we had made this man to walk?" The God, listen to what he says here, "The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and the God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go." So Peter keeps pointing to who? To God. He said it's all about him. It's all about him. Let me tell you, you better make your life about him today. It's not about you today. Peter says the God of Abraham. When he said the God of Abraham, you know what he was referring to? He was saying he is the God who is faithful. Because you relate back to Abraham in the Bible, and the fact is that God was faithful to Abraham. And God is still faithful today. And so the gospel starts with a God who is faithful. And He will always be faithful. Even when we fall flat on our face. Even when we mess up. Even when we today don't do what God's called us to do. God's still faithful. Well, the Word says He's a friend that will stick closer than a brother. Hallelujah. And so God is a God today you can trust. Living the gospel means today you're trusting God. People say, "Well, I'm living the gospel." You're not living the gospel if you're not trusting God. And we're living in very uncertain times. A lot of you think, "Oh man, we got a new president coming here in a few days, and everything, happy days are here again. Yay, yay, yay." All this stuff. And you're just bouncing off the walls, and you think, "Man, this thing is going to be good again. I mean, roll out the barrel." Yeah, you better look out. The barrel may roll over you. Amen. I'm not putting my confidence in any person who sits on a chair in Washington, D.C., or in Richmond, Virginia, or in Lynchburg. My confidence is not in man. My confidence is in the God who today can do all things. Amen. And so not only the God of Abraham, but he said the God of Isaac. What is that? That's a God who's a redeeming God. Amen. There's the picture. You know the story about Isaac, and I'm not going to rehearse that with you. But you know what happened on Mount Moriah. And you realize that here's a picture of God's redemption. The gospel is about God who supplied Jesus in our place today that we could be redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. So there's no other means of redemption other than the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So it's not a sacrament. It's not a religion today. It's not a priest. It's not a good work. It's not any of those things today. Redemption is only found in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you haven't come that way, you're dying in your sin. Amen. So God is also the God of Jacob. Not only of Abraham, not only of Isaac, but he says that God is the God of Jacob today. Now, this is wild because this is reflective that God is a forgiving God. And I don't know about you, but I say amen that God's a forgiving God. Amen. So Jacob was a terrible person. As a matter of fact, his name meant that he was a tricky one. He was a trickster. He was a charlatan. He was a crook. He was a shyster. Man, God can change anybody. Amen. So it was God that changed Jacob. And it's God today that will change you. He is the God who will forgive your past. Aren't you glad of that? Maybe you've messed it up in the past. Who hasn't? You're not perfect. None of us are. But the perfect God takes and gives forgiveness of sin. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Amen. He is the God who forgives you, and it's all done through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, the writer says that He is the God of our fathers. So we see that what He is, a faithful God and a forgiving God. Now He is also a remembering God. Amen. God remembers. God remembers what you've been through, what you're in, what you faced. God remembers that. He knows our frailties. He knows our struggles. He knows our pains. He knows our problems today. God knows where you are. And it's God that comes to you today as the rescuer of your soul and of your situation. I'm glad it's nothing too big for our God. He can bring you through whatever you're in. The unchanging God fulfills every promise that He's declared. Over 3,400 promises in God's Word. He does every one of them. Amen. Then if you move down to verse 15, we find, and kill the Prince of Life whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. So Peter said, you kill the Prince of Life, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, but God raised Him from the dead. Well, what does that say? That God is a resurrecting God. Amen. On the third day, the grave couldn't hold Him. Death couldn't defeat Him. And thank God He arose victorious today. And today He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Praise God for Christmas, but praise God for Easter. Amen. Thank God that He is a resurrecting God. Verse 18, God said He will fulfill what He stated that He would do. So what does that say? That says that God is a sovereign God. Amen. You know, God has all things in control. You think, man, this world's in a mess, preacher. But God's not in a mess. God's in control. And He's going to work all things out appropriately and accordingly in His time. He is a sovereign God. And let me tell you, if He was not sovereign, He wouldn't be God. But He is sovereign and He is God. He is the God who controls everything. You know what? He told that sun to come up this morning. Hallelujah. And you know what? He's the one that's going to shower you with the blessings of heaven today. He's the one that's going to bring you through what you're in. He's the God who's going to walk with you. He's not maybe like your friends that when trouble comes, they go with the trouble. Or they stay and they leave or they don't do anything for you. I love these people that says, oh, I'm sorry you're going through such a trial. I'll be praying for you. And in all probability, they haven't said a grunt about your situation to God about anything. I mean, I tell you, if I tell somebody I'm praying for them, I'm going to pray for them. And if you tell somebody you're going to pray for them, you better pray for them. I'm glad that we've got a God who's sovereign, who's in control, and who can do all things. Nothing's too hard for that God. I mean, today He can turn around what your mess is in. Whatever you blundered or whatever you're in, God can turn it around today. Amen. Our problem is we place all of our thoughts on this life and not on eternal life. So the sovereign God is giving you this moment that it might honor Him. The gospel heals broken people, that the glory of God may be shown through Him. And I'm glad He does that today. Let me give you number two, and I'll be through here in a second. The gospel always confronts sin. There's no good news if you don't know what the bad news is first. The bad news is we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The good news, well, the writer Paul put it beautifully. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So he confronts the people with their own decision making. He says, but you denied the Holy One and the just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you. So what does sin do? It equips us to make backward decisions and destructive decisions that will cause us, not only cost us in this life, but it will cost you your eternity with God. You pursue dreams that basically will unravel you. You go through things that basically just make you more rotten. And you reject the very one today that loves you and that can save you and change your life. Really, your sin has separated you from God. But there's a God who will forgive you. Praise God. The gospel, hear this, the gospel heals broken people. The gospel heals broken people. Third, the gospel awaits always sinners on Christ. The gospel always centers on Christ. The gospel reminds us of what people need most. Not the gift, but the giver. Amen. Jesus serves us by being a substitute. He took our sin, shackles, and chains and nailed them to the cross. He died our death. He carried everything that was against us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him. And with His stripes, we're healed. Jesus was righteous. And let me tell you what, only He can change your life. Remember, the gospel is for broken people.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.